Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to have Predators centerman Matt Duchene joining us at 8:15. So that coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Looking forward to that conversation with him. Adam Vingan from The Athletic joining us at 9:30. Preds pick to click. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, up later this hour at 8:45. So make sure you're ready for that. Make sure you're tuned in for that. And Joe, speaking of the Nashville Predators, got a cool thing going on tonight at Topgolf here to spend Cinco de Mayo with the Nashville Predators at Topgolf and cheer on the team as they take on the Columbus Blue Jackets in the final road game of the season. The Foundation Fiesta presented by Kroger, which will take place from 6 to 9 p.m., features 3 hours of golf, food, drinks, and opportunities to win prizes, including autographed memorabilia. Each attendee also receives a Simmons Bank Open one-day grounds pass, which the Simmons Bank Open taking place May the 6th through the 9th. All proceeds benefit the Nashville Predators Foundation, empowered by Smile Direct Club. For more information or to purchase a six-person team, visit NashvillePredators.com/Fiesta. And Joe, you've got a team tonight at the Topgolf, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets for someone to join you on your team tonight at Topgolf. I'm excited for it.
Who wants to be on my team?
Who wants to be on Joe Rex Rhodes' team in his bay tonight at Topgolf for this event with the Nashville Predators and the Nashville Predators Foundation? You have ranked three golf movies, and they are in no particular order: Caddyshack, Tin Cup, and Happy Gilmore. If you can text into our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and correctly guess the order in which Joe Rex Road has ranked these three golf movies. Again, the movies are Caddyshack, Tin Cup, and Happy Gilmore. The first person to correctly rank the order that Rex Road has will win a pair of tickets to join him tonight at Topgolf in his bay, which it should be awesome. Hopefully they're also good at golf and help you on your team. How would you describe your golfing skills?
They're not good. We went, actually, I've been to Topgolf once, and I did better than I would have thought. You know, I sprayed, you know, a few shots around the yard, got some points. You kind of, you know, you randomly get points if you.
Sure.
I mean, I got more points off some like shanked slices than some good drives, you know. But
One area in particular that's in a whole lot of trouble if I'm at Topgolf, and that is the net on the right side of the course. It's in it's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. So not good. But if we're competing with Chase McCabe's team, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm feeling okay. I'm just saying.
Now, his team could be stacked.
For no apparent reason. I'm just feeling okay. Yeah, well, that's the thing. So please come out and join in and take part and be good at golf.
Yes, absolutely. So
don't suck.
If you can rank the movies in the order that Joe Rex Road has them, the movies are Caddyshack, Tin Cup, and Happy Gilmore. The first person to do that correctly on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, will win a pair of tickets to join Joe Rex Road and the Nashville Predators Foundation tonight at Topgolf. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, speaking of the Nashville Predators, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight, and they can clinch a playoff berth tonight. You've got the Predators with a four-point advantage right now on the Stars. If they win tonight and the Dallas Stars lose in regulation against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Nashville Predators will have clinched a playoff berth. It's pretty incredible to think about where this team was at the later part of February and the early part of March, and where they've gotten to now. But that journey and that culmination, at least the regular season portion of it, can be completed tonight, clinching the final playoff spot in the Central Division. I'm interested to see, with that in mind, how the Predators come out from an intensity standpoint to begin this game.
If they do clinch it. Now, of course, it's the exact same time, right? The games are the exact same.
They're both starting at 6, yeah.
Yeah, so they may not necessarily know they clinch it if they clinch it. If they clinch it, they would probably know by post-game interviews.
You would think.
In which case, I expect to hear something like, I love you, Robbie. I'd like to give you a hug, Robbie.
Yes.
Let's celebrate together, Robbie. There better be something Robbie in the post-game.
By the way, great shirt you have on today. The We're Vibin' Robbie t-shirt is going strong. It's in Indiana. It's in Wisconsin. I've had some people in Canada purchase this shirt. Really? It's all over the place.
No kidding. It's all through the Midwest and
it's
Canada.
It's all through the Midwest and Canada, here in Tennessee as well. It's going well.
If you didn't hear the first segment of the show, Robbie didn't know that I had it on. I actually really would like to hear
that. We got to go back and clip that video of you just bringing it out there. You know, I had somebody thinking you were joining the NWO on the show. I mean, it was great.
And thanks for watching it, 6 a.m. too, yes. By the way, 6:01 a.m. But listen, it's a heck of a moment to enjoy for a minute if the Preds get it done. Absolutely zero chance as of St. Paddy's Day. Zero chance. Not only are they not going to make the playoffs, they are going to be tangling with the Red Wings for last place.
Yeah.
At that point. So that's basically 6 weeks ago, and here they are. So you got to tip your hat to what we've seen, what a lot of individuals have done, what they've collectively done, certainly what UC Saros has done, and as we talked earlier on the show, John Hines as well. I mean, there's a lot of credit to go around on this. If they get it done, that was a necessity when David Poile decided not to try. It still doesn't necessarily mean it was the right decision, but it looks real wrong if you don't make it. So this is a big step. And then the next question is, can they get in there and actually do anything? But it's a big deal for this team to make it.
Well, it's a big deal. And really, if you're the Predators, like, you may get help tonight from Tampa Bay. You may not. I mean, Dallas knows that their season is on the line. And Tampa, they've got stuff to play for, obviously. I mean, they've got seeding to play for. But you don't have Stamkos in there right now. He's not going to play the rest of the regular season. And you're hoping Kucherov comes back in the playoffs. Like, they know their season really begins when the playoffs starts. So, I mean, you're going to see about as desperate of a Dallas team tonight as you can possibly see. So you may not get any help from Tampa Bay tonight. But I feel like if you're the Predators, if you win this game against Columbus, all of a sudden the magic number is one. And it's 1 point either gained by you or 1 point lost by Dallas at that point. And you feel pretty good about that moving forward.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that Dallas is going to be perfect here, you know, which is basically what they need to do. So, you got to, and Tampa Bay, I mean, they're on the fringe. I mean, they've got to get help, and they've got to be perfect. But if I'm Tampa Bay, I'm still fighting for that one. Because that one, I mean, I'm sorry, but the one means you get to play Nashville or Dallas versus playing Florida or Carolina.
Yep, and they've got two big games coming up against Florida after they take on the Stars twice this week. Four games left for Tampa Bay. Right now, only two games left for Florida. Like, I don't know that Florida has really got that much of a shot to get this done. I mean, they're 4 points behind Carolina at the moment. Carolina gets one more point, Florida can't catch them. So, and Carolina plays Chicago on Friday. So, it feels like it's going to be Carolina at the top of this right now. That's just the way things are shaking out. What does that mean for the Predators if they get to Saturday and need to have a win or need to get some points against the Hurricanes? I think at that point you would hope that Carolina's got it wrapped up. A lot of different ways this could go in terms of these last week here.
I will say it will, to me, I know probably not to the Preds or Preds fans, but to me it will be disappointing if, like, the Carolina series means nothing. Because, you know, I mean, it was shaping up for one team that you couldn't beat all year. Now you got to beat them. That would be fun for me.
For you.
For us.
Yes.
You know, it'd be fun for us.
Yes.
But if that's the case, then, of course, then you get into the Pecorine discussion. And is there a Pecorine tribute game coming? And does there need to be a Pecorine tribute game?
Yeah. All that's going to be very interesting to see. And we'll certainly see how that unravels the rest of the week here. When we come back, We'll be joined by Predators forward Matt Duchene for his weekly visit. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning. I almost called you Ryan Forth again. That was almost the second time I've done that.
I would have been the second time today.
Sorry about that.
Maybe we do look a lot more alike than we thought.
Sorry about that.
I would say that would be a massive insult, but Poro's probably listening right now, so I don't want to say that.
There we go. It's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators forward Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing good. Great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. I know it's a busy morning. Game day tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And, Matt, obviously still some work to do, and that's the focus for your group. An opportunity to clinch the playoffs tonight. How would you just describe the journey of what it's been like to get to this point for your group where you do have this opportunity tonight heading into the game against Columbus?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a grind. I know guys have it hasn't been easy. But I guess all the great things in life don't come easy. So I think that's maybe the way to look at it. And I think we still have, like you said, we have work to do. So it's not a situation where we're, I don't even want to talk about talk as if it's done or whatever. But the one thing that I'll say is that, just being in this position, it's a big tribute to the character we have in that room. Guys just making sacrifices for the good of the team. And I think that's something that is really commendable. And we want to come out. We didn't play our best game the other night. We still got the win, but we didn't play our best game. And tonight we want to come out and play better. So I know this group is mature enough to know when we're good and when we're not. We want to be right back at it tonight.
Does the way the game went the other night, Matt, does that help keep people from drifting toward, being excited about the possibility of winning?
I think we knew that game wasn't over at that time, but they get a couple, bang bang goals, and hockey's funny that way. You can, it just takes two shots. It doesn't take much. I think we all know that the game's that way, and when you're on the other side of things, that it can turn that quickly in your favor. So I've been games like that. We've had games like that this year. So, I think the big thing is tonight to just get back to doing what we did against Dallas and in so many games this year to get us to this point. So, we'll be ready to go. We'll watch some video this morning and get a good skate. And I know the boys will be a better team tonight than we were the other night.
Matt, it was interesting. I was talking to Forsberg the other night, and he said, his legs still felt a little heavy coming back in, the first couple of games. Obviously, you missed a lot of time with injury as well. Do you feel like you're back up to full speed at this point? I mean, it looked like you were the best player on the ice Saturday against the Stars. Another really good game for you against Columbus as well. Do you feel like you're back up to full speed with all the time you had off?
Yeah, honestly, I felt good right off the bat. I'd been skating a lot more than Phil had. Phil with, his injury was not able to skate quite at the level that I was the whole time. So he obviously was at one of those things where he progressed really quickly, where for me, I was skating hard and long. And at one point, like I told you guys, we had to back it off actually because I was doing too much. So it was different for me. When I came back in the lineup, I was kind of right there. I just had to, get some reads back and some patience and stuff like that. But legs wise, I felt great from the start of, getting back in the lineup.
Matt, we were talking earlier on the show, about the turnaround and what has gotten you guys here. And in particular on John Hines, just wondering from your perspective, how much credit would you give him for navigating the team through this, and how would you compare his style to other coaches you've had in this league?
I think the big thing is when we had those injuries, we had to kind of change the way we were playing and to maybe simplify things a little bit more, and that's what we did. And the young guys did a really good job coming and playing that style. And then when we started to get guys back, those guys, set a lot aside to play that way. And that's kind of what it's been. So we're all on the same page, and there's many ways to win in this league. And, you know, there's not a right or wrong. And, as long as you're getting the results. And I think for us, the way we're doing it right now is, you know, we roll four lines, we score by committee. There's not really, you know, anybody having a banner year offensively or anything like that. But at the end of the day, it's about going deep in the playoffs. And I think all of us have kind of bought into that. And we want to make sure that, you know, we continue to do that man to man and move forward.
Predators forward Matt Duchesne on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, to that point, a guy who's been really important coming down the stretch here has been your line mate in Eric Halla. The big game winner on Saturday night against Dallas, sets up Josi the other night in overtime. From your vantage point, just what's made him so good and what stands out to you about playing with Eric Halla on that line?
Yeah, I think he's feeling good right now. I think he's feeling as good as he has all year. You can just tell by his body language and his confidence level. He's a talented guy. I mean, he's one of those guys who just does everything well. He's, you know, they're kind of like a Swiss Army knife type player. You know, he's solid defensively, can PK, can play on a power play. He can play anywhere in your lineup, really. And he's just kind of a really steady two-way centerman. And he and I have, you know, and Cuzzy have had great chemistry. I think we've scored almost in every game since we got put together in Carolina. I think there was just one game we didn't get on the board. And, you know, we've had some really good games. We've had some average games, stuff like that, like anybody. But I think the big thing is, you know, his game's elevated for sure. And you need guys like him to elevate their game at this time of year. And he's feeling great. So for me, like as his line mate, I just want him to keep feeling good and try and help out the best I can. You know, and we talk lots about, you know, different plays and different things on the bench. And we've enjoyed playing together, the three of us. So we just want to keep it going. And, you know, it's great to see him playing as well as he is because he's been a big part of it, like you said.
Matt, I know you love when we ask you league-wide questions. I got to ask you about this whole Tom Wilson, Panarin. I don't know if you saw the statement the Rangers put out, but probably one of the strongest, angriest team statements I've ever seen on something. What's your takeaway on that whole situation?
Yeah, that was wild. I don't want to get myself in the middle of anything this morning, but all I'll say is I haven't seen anything quite like that from since I've been in the league. That was pretty honest from the Rangers' perspective. So yeah, that game should draw some good attention tonight, though. I'll say that.
There is no question about that. That is for sure. Matt Duchesne, Predators forward, on the line with us. Brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, it's interesting. I mean, we talked so much about UC Saros through this stretch, and obviously he has been outstanding. But what I want to ask you about Pecorine, obviously, you know, he's talked about it. He's getting towards the end of his career. He doesn't know if this year is going to be it or if he's going to come back next year. And obviously, we're going to leave it up to him to make that decision. But the way that he's handled this, kind of handing the reins over to UC Saros, as a teammate just watching it, what's it been like to watch Pecorine not only play when he's been out there on the ice, but handle this situation the way that he has?
Well, I think I talked to him the other day, and I wanted to tell him, because what happens is when a guy like Juice is playing so well and he's getting all the credit and all the glory and all that stuff, and teammates, you know, Juice, you're the best thing since sliced bread, which, you know, he has been. So that's warranted. But, you know, a guy like him can kind of go under the radar and kind of be forgotten about in a way. And I talked to him the other day, and I just wanted him to know how much we appreciate, you know, the sacrifices he's making right now. I mean, he's just the support he's giving Juice, and he's just being an ultimate teammate and good guy, that's what he is. So it's not anything surprising, but I think the big thing for me that I see with him is he's still got the fire to play. And I know that I told him the other day, I said, there's a good chance that we're going to need you at some point if we make the playoffs. I mean, if you look at all the teams that have won over the last, you know, however many years, there's been teams that have used two goalies the whole time. They've alternated or whatever, or they had, you know, one guy play unbelievable for two rounds, the other guy comes in and takes it from there or whatever. So I just feel like for for him, he's got so much game left in him. He's the youngest 38-year-old or whatever he is I've ever seen in terms of, you know, his athleticism and how he takes care of himself. Like, he's got a lot of game left in him. I basically think he could play forever by the way that he still does things. And it's extremely impressive, especially at his position, because there's a lot of wear and tear on the body. So, but for me, I wanted to tell him, like, hey man, like, we understand how tough this is on you, and we appreciate you so much. And he's such a leader on this team. And I know that Juice, you know, appreciates it too. They're close. They're both obviously Finnish, and you know, I can't say enough good things about Pex. And I think, you know, I don't know where he's at right now mentally. I know it's tough for a guy that's competitive and is a gamer and has pride like he does in the best way. I know this isn't easy for him, but I mean, we appreciate him so much, and I think he's got so much game left in him. So I hope he plays for many years after this.
I think you speak for all of us in that regard. Matt Duchesne, Predators forward, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford as well. Matt, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us on this busy morning for you, and good luck tonight against Columbus.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Matt Duchesne joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road on Wednesdays, normally at 8:45. Got a team meeting happening today at 8:45. Pretty important game tonight for the Nashville Predators.
Yeah, but, you know, John Hines calling a team meeting when we normally have Duchesne. Coaching rating down a peg.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it definitely counts against you.
Got to check with the radio schedule first, man. Come on. I mean, I understand it's a big game and all that.
When we come back, we'll get back into the Nashville Predators. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Hey, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and you can celebrate Mom this Mother's Day with a gift of a 1.5-hour picnic-theme-style photo shoot with Mackenzie Lee Photography at Centennial Park. Picnic setup, sips and snacks will be included, and not only will you enjoy a fun and beautiful park picnic with your family, but you'll also receive 60-plus digital photos to remember it. Go to the Game Nashville contest page and enter now to win today. That's coming up later this weekend here for Mother's Day. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. A big game tonight for the Nashville Predators. They have an opportunity to clinch a playoff berth. They win against Columbus and Dallas loses in regulation. They'll be in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens tonight. Both games starting at 6 o'clock tonight. You can hear pregame for the Predators starting here at 5 o'clock on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thanks to Matt Duchesne for making time for us this morning and joining us in the last segment. I think pretty obvious at the end of that interview there. Matt Duchesne's a big fan of Pekka, and thinks he can keep playing for another couple years here maybe.
A big fan of Pekka. Would not let us in on how much of a fan of Tom Wilson he may or may not be.
Probably smart on his part, but hey, worth a try, right? We're going to get into that a little bit later here on the show. If you missed it yesterday and all this Tom Wilson drama that's been going on where he's slamming Artemi Panarin down at the ice in the Washington-New York game on, I guess that was at this point, Monday night? I guess that's when that was?
Yeah.
And then he gets fined $5,000 yesterday. And that sent social media into an uproar. And then potentially the strongest statement I've ever seen from a professional sports organization made yesterday by the New York Rangers, essentially calling for the firing of George Parros, who's in charge of player safety in the NHL. So we'll get to that coming up here to close out the show later at 9:45. It was a pretty incredible day on NHL Twitter yesterday. So we'll get to all that coming up. By the way, Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, coming up here in about 10 minutes at 8:45, so make sure you're tuned in for that. Robbie Stanley going for another victory. I'm up to 2 on the season. We'll see if we can keep the hot streak going.
By the way, so did Porth give you a pick, Elijah?
You're going to have to pick for him.
I might just have to pick for him because he has not sent me anything yet.
You're going to have to pick for him.
I want to say for the record, if he picks for him and he gets it, and then he ends up beating you by 1 in the end, that is
it's under protest.
In dispute. It's under protest.
It is under protest. Yes. So I'm calling it now.
That's fine.
I also reserve, if I go 1-for-1 in this contest this entire season, I'm your winner based on percentages.
That could be. That may be under protest, too.
That's also, I mean, you've got a point there. Possibly.
That's my protest claim.
Yes. Which, by the way, Outside of the listener, Elijah will have the number one pick today. So we'll see how that goes coming up. Be ready for that, Elijah. I've given you some time to prepare. So we were talking earlier in the show about John Hines and how much credit he deserves for this turnaround we've seen with the Predators. Matt Duchene talked about it and the buy-in that's taking place in the locker room. You know, said they had to simplify their game a little bit with some of the injuries that they sustained. And when that happened, and the formula that they threw out there was working, and that's the formula that they've tried to stick with ever since. As you evaluate where this team was, the situation that John Hines inherited when he got here, and where this team is now with an opportunity to clinch a playoff berth tonight, how much credit does John Hines deserve? And in your mind, has John Hines proven that he's the right man for the job at this point?
Well, I think he absolutely deserves credit. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be talking about him being fired anytime soon, you know. And that was one of the, to me, misguided reactions to the beginning of the year. Not saying, hey, look, if a team plays poorly, you look at the coach, that's natural. In this league, it actually happens more than any other league that the coach gets scapegoated, at least by the most recent numbers I've seen.
Yeah.
But I thought it was misguided just because, again, early on he had just come in. There are a lot of issues. It's been a bad trajectory, and he has changed the trajectory. Not saying just him, but he's been in charge of this ship being turned around and going in a good direction for a sustained period for the first time in more than 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years of this is not going in the right direction, and now there's this – there's this turnaround, and I mean, how could he not get credit for it? Again, I think, you know, I read some of these earlier, some of these quotes. I don't have it right in front of me, but, you know, Johansson and Colton Sissons told me a little bit about Hines and how he handled it. And one thing Johansson said was they weren't just lining up and skating up. It wasn't punitive. It wasn't screaming. It was, here's what we're trying to do. Here's what you're not doing. Let's figure it out. He has sat guys. He's not been afraid to do that. And I think he maybe got lucky a little bit with some of the young guys coming in playing like they did, which helps. I mean, you can say, hey, I need you to do this. But if it's like, oh, and if you don't do this, this guy's in your spot now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a help to John Hines. But overall, Colton Sisson said, you know, he treats everybody the same. It's a cliche when we talk about coaches. But I think it is important if you can actually do that.
Yeah. And the vibe I get is that he actually does do that. And that, I mean, obviously, you know, you got Roman Josi out there. You're probably not treating him the same. I mean, he's a Norris Trophy winner. Now, he probably doesn't deserve to be treated the same either. I mean, he is the captain of the team, a Norris Trophy winner. And he kind of brings the same level of play every night. But it just is – it's interesting to me how this team seems to have adopted his personality a little bit in terms of John Hines. He's so even-keeled. You know, he's talked about being mentally tough from the moment he walked through the door here. And I think this team right now is way more mentally tough than they were when he first took over here. That's not everything. Like, you've got to have the physical talent to go along with it. And I still think the Predators have some work to do in that department. And some of these younger players, as they move forward here the next few years, they're going to have to continue to progress and continue to take some of these steps. But I remember what the conversation was like when John Hines was hired. I mean, Peter Laviolette's out the door. I mean, it was basically 24 hours, and the Predators had John Hines coming in, and he coached that night against Boston. And the reaction wasn't really good from Predators fans. They're like, really? John Hines, like the guy that just got fired from the New Jersey Devils, that's who you're bringing in here? And I think there was a lot of skepticism about what he was going to bring to the table. And then, of course, you had the pause for COVID and everything that happened there and the different challenges in the bubble. Things that you had to go through as a coach that, you know, no other coach had ever had to deal with before. And they hit rock bottom mid-February, you know, early part of March this year, where the noise was loud. I mean, it was real loud on John Hines. David Poile was receiving that noise as well. And the fact that they've been able to turn it around since then, like, I don't hear anybody saying anything negative all that much about John Hines right now. I think he deserves a lot of credit. I realize the counter argument to what I'm saying is somebody's just going to be like, well, your goaltender's at a .950 save percentage. Sure. I mean, I understand that. That's certainly part of this. I think the number one reason why they've been able to turn things around. But I think if you watch this team play, there's a pretty stark difference in the way they're playing games right now based on what they were looking like to begin the season. I mean, it's just – it looks like two totally different styles of play and two totally different teams.
I mean, if you watch this team, you're a fan of this team, and you think it's 100% just Soros, then I got to question what you're looking at. It's vastly different. And I don't know exactly how to divvy up that credit pie, but I don't see how Hines doesn't get a healthy slice. I mean, it can't have been easy at that time, especially with trade things going on.
Yep.
Guys thinking that they're going to, you know, got to start looking for houses in Toronto and whatever. I mean, again, these guys knew that it was close. Like, it was close. Or at least in their minds, it was close. We'll never know exactly how close it was with Poile, but they knew it. They knew what was going on. So now you're trying to, if you're Hines, you're trying to coach through that too, you know? Of course, everybody be a professional. You're getting paid a lot of money to play hockey. Be a pro, you know, do your job. But there's do your job, and then there's, like, play with the extra desperation and cohesion that this team has found, and they found it. So it's way different. It is not just Soros. And that some of that save percentage is how different it is, too.
Yeah. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. CC texting in, people are so quick to want to bring down the curtain on Pekka because Soros has had great numbers during a 56-game season, yet the Preds used a first-round pick on a 6-3 goalie. While I'd love to see Pekka play again, especially since he swallowed a lot of these pucks early in the season, it appears the staff has no confidence in him and refuses to let him start. If he chooses to retire, then I wish him nothing for the best. I don't think the staff has no confidence in Pekka. Your goaltender that you're playing right now has been the best goaltender in the league.
What? Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean,
why would you start Pekka Rinne right now when Soros is available and he's been a .945 save percentage for 21 games?
Yeah,
what am I missing?
I don't know. It's not a comment on Pekka Rinne that they're starting the potential Vezina winner.
Yeah,
I mean, like, the guy is playing incredible hockey for weeks and weeks in a row here. So it's an easy decision. Pekka Rinne could be the second best goalie in the league right now, and you're still not starting him because of the guy who's in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how that's even a thought process at this point. Look, I love Pekka just as much as anybody. He's awesome. He's been the best player in franchise history. There's no reason Pekka Rinne should be starting games right now. There's just not. Now, if you wrap things up tonight, I'm going to love to see him get back in there. I think if he chooses to keep playing, he could come back and still be very good for you next year in a backup role. I think he could be. And I'm interested to see what happens on that front. But that makes no sense to me, this idea that Pekka should have been starting games as of late. Like, who? What game? Maybe the Florida game on the back-to-back? Yep. Soros was once again awesome in that game.
Yep, I mean, that was the one I said at the time going into it. But that's it. A back to back. That is the only way he plays. To the point about drafting Askarov. I mean, listen, we've been talking today about the Hines discussion, Poile, all this stuff. I mean, I was certainly like, yeah. I mean, Soros, he's a bridge goalie at best.
Yeah.
It's in terms of one player and how the perception of him has changed. I can't remember a whole bunch. You know, it kind of actually reminds me a little bit of Derrick Henry at the end of 2018, yep. Where it's like he's about to, they need to trade him. David Flewellen is getting reps before him.
Yep.
And all of a sudden at the end of the year, you're like, is this who he is?
Yeah.
Well, the Preds better hope this turns out the same way. Because it is who Derrick Henry has become. And if this is who Soros is, then the trajectory of this team, the outlook of this team has changed.
Join 102.5 The Game this Saturday from 10 to noon for the Nashville SC pre-match party outside the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Party before the match on Broadway and get some swag. Plus, register to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game. Then head over to Nissan Stadium for the 12:30 match. Get your tickets now for Nashville SC at NashvilleSC.com. And tune in to the game on ESPN 94.9. Pre-game show will begin at 12:15. When we come back, it's time for Preds Pick to Click. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 for your chance to win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka if you can guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Turnaround shot and the score.
Who's going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game? Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Puck drop at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Preds, if things go well tonight, an opportunity to clinch a playoff berth, which is pretty incredible considering where this team was about a month and a half ago at this time. The standings are as such. Joe Rexrow with 7 correct answers in Preds Pick to Click. The listeners with 7 correct answers as well. So a tight competition at the top of the leaderboard. Things at the bottom of the leaderboard became a little bit more interesting as well. Ryan Porth with 3 correct answers. Robbie Stanley on the board the other night. Now up to 2 on the season. So that means there's a lot of pressure on Elijah Campbell today picking for Ryan Porth. We'll get to that coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant, which I believe is Kyle. Am I correct?
Correct, yes.
You are correct, sir.
Kyle is today's participant on the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle, the Predators calling in and taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. Who is your pick to click in this game for the Predators?
I'm going to go with the hot hand. I'm going to go with Philip Forsberg. It's hard to go away from him.
It is hard to go away from Philip Forsberg. You think Forsberg continues the hot streak tonight after a great game on Monday night, gets it done tonight?
I think him scoring is what's going to get us a one-point lead on Rex Road.
Oh, I like that. Kyle, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So Forsberg, I like the competitiveness, the selection Kyle. By Kyle. A little trash talk for Rex Road at the end of it as well. I enjoy that.
That's good. I like the listeners feeling like a team. And you know what? You're hanging with me. You should be very happy with yourself.
Yes. Yes, you should be.
All of you. So proud of all of you.
So with
including
that in mind,
you, Kyle.
That's right, Kyle. Way to go. So Philip Forsberg is off the board. Kyle selecting Philip Forsberg in the competition. Elijah Campbell, you are up first today in the selection. Who are you going with in Preds Pick to Click today? Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka.
Ryan Porth saved himself by sending me his preferences. So I have them now. He saved himself from repicking Matt Benning for him.
Did he give you like a list of 14 ranked in order?
Kept it to 4
okay.
this time. So he had 4 options, and he'll get to go with his first choice, which is Ely Tolvanen.
All righty. So Tolvanen has been selected by Ryan Porth in this competition. I was way more excited to see what Elijah was going to pick, but I guess Tolvanen the logical selection here.
Yep, that power play, you got them back together, and that's when they are most likely to score. They're on the power play with that top unit with those two guys on the ice.
So Ely Tolvanen has been selected by Ryan Porth. So Tolvanen and Forsberg are off the board. Joe Rexrode, you are next in today's rotation. Your Preds Pick to Click is whom?
A Rotrection.
Rotrection, we could go that too.
You know, it's funny, I haven't even thought about this. Do I go back to my guy, Rex Croak?
It's been a minute.
Do those two guys that are just taking off the board are pretty strong. I mean, Yossi just had a couple goals.
He did.
You know what? I'm just going to play a hunch, and I'm going to go with Mikael Granlund. Oh, I got you, huh? Oh, it's just like John Robinson when he took Tommy Trumbull the other day.
That makes me so mad.
I'm sorry, buddy.
So you're going with Granlund.
The listener, Kyle just talked trash. We got to go here. Got Forsberg. Kyle talked trash and he's got Forsberg. I got to go with Granlund.
I'm going your route from the other night. Give me Matt Duchene, friend of the show here on the program. I think he's playing well. I know people. Like, I put together my Predators playoff lineup that I would ice yesterday on Twitter and had like a couple people say, Duchene's out. We're not putting him. It just makes no sense. But I think he's playing well. I thought he was directly responsible for Yossi's first goal the other night. A great battle behind the net to hold on to the puck. Thought he played well against Dallas as well. I think he finds the back of the net tonight against his former team. Give me Matt Duchene in this competition. Going for 2 in a row.
We need a list of like Preds Facebook level takes and we need to like rank them. Like, one is Duchene needs to be able to listen. No one is saying that Matt Duchene has performed up to his contract, okay?
Nobody.
The guy's making $8 million a year. He has to score more. We can all agree with that. But that doesn't mean you don't want him in your lineup, and he's playing well. And if he doesn't score on a given night, that's too bad. You want him to. But when he plays like he did against Dallas the other night, yes, you want that guy in your lineup 100 times out of 100. So please spike that crap. And then the Pekka stuff last time. We got to have like a top five. Pred's Facebook takes.
That could be a doozy.
Some serious take quakes going on that we could have.
What else comes to mind?
Well, early on this season, I did say, hey, you should bring Mike Fisher back. That was something.
You said that?
No. Good God, no. Are you kidding me? I saw that.
I was like, how the hell did I not jump all over you then?
No, I didn't say that.
Did you see that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you actually go to the Preds Facebook.
I've seen it a time or two. My wife kind of alerts me of some takes.
See, I don't go to Facebook at all. My wife started my account, so yeah. I don't even, like, I just don't, I can't. I can't do Facebook at all. But that might be worth going to Facebook for, just to see the Preds Facebook conversations.
Where does Ellie Tolvanen's floor's Philip Forsberg rank in terms of our Preds Facebook takes?
Put Jared's face right in the middle of that account. Jared with the Debbie Downer that Gregory Anderson made.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was pretty strong. He's had some great ones. Forsberg is the floor. What else? Just a Jared subset on Facebook would be kind of amazing.
It would be. Look, you can find some doozies on there. The Fisher one was great this year. A lot of people earlier this year saying that Austin Watson was the glue that held the team together, and that's why they're struggling when he was gone. There have been some spicy ones out there, man.
Yeah, yeah. So the Pecorine one, that just got me thinking of that because, there's no need to explain why you would be starting the guy who might win the Vezina.
No. I mean, I wouldn't think so.
This has got to be a slap in the face to Pekka. No, what? No. Have you? What? Okay.
It's got you fired up.
Those two are strong. There's others we're not thinking of. Actually, Jared, he had some great Arvidsson takes over the years,
yeah,
too.
Those are pretty good as well. Ended up on a t-shirt, too.
They should cut Arvidsson or whatever. RV Hater, that used to be his nickname.
That is today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Kyle, our listener, selecting Philip Forsberg in the competition. Ryan Porth selecting Philip Forsberg. Joe Rexroad with Mikhail Granlund. Robbie Stanley taking Matt Duchene. So we'll see what happens in the competition tonight. We'll see if I can tie it up with Ryan Porth and who takes the lead between Joe Rexroad and the listeners.
Porth says, suck it, nerds.
There we go.
He's talking trash from afar.
He's talking trash.
Yeah, you talk that trash from home.
Coward. Joe Rexroad was just slamming your music earlier while you were asleep.
Yeah, that's right. I have to see him tonight at Topgolf now.
By the way, apparently
my team's going to suck.
Congratulations to Andrew, who will be joining you tonight at Topgolf for the competition. Andrew on the text line did not seem very confident in his golfing skills, but I'm interested to see what it would look like. That'd be great.
Andrew said, I'm going to need depends. I'm going to be peeing my pants laughing at his golf game.
Yes.
This is not – no, come on, Andrew.
By the way, the order of the movies that you selected. Now, the options were Caddyshack, Tin Cup, and also Happy Gilmore as well. Your order, ranked 1 through 3, Happy Gilmore number 1, Caddyshack number 2, Tin Cup number 3. There is a caveat to this discussion as well.
Yeah, I've never even seen Tin Cup, so I'm going to rank it number 3. But I figured a lot of people, and some people did guess, there were quite a few guesses for Caddyshack 1. You know, the older member of the show, you would think, I love Caddyshack, but Happy Gilmore, man.
It's pretty awesome.
Happy Gilmore is probably Sandler's best movie, right?
Yeah, I mean Waterboy's pretty good, but yeah.
Oh, Waterboy? I like Waterboy. I would put Wedding Singer and Billy Madison.
Yeah.
In the trio of excellence of Adam Sandler, slightly ahead of Little Nicky.
Yes.
Some of his other gems. But that was a little bit of a curveball, so good guess. And Andrew, listen, man. We have time. You hit the range today, okay?
Maybe practice.
Maybe take a little time off, go hit the range, practice up, because we need to beat McCabe's team.
By the way, speaking of the Nashville Predators, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to give away a hockey home gating party. Text the word RINK to 615-737-1025. That's RINK to 615-737-1025. Now to enter for a chance to win a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter. When we come back, we'll get back into the Tennessee Titans. Look at the wide receiver room. How comfortable are you as a Titans fan with the receiver room currently in place with the Titans? We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.